Steve Case's demise comes at a time when polls show that Americans are uncertain about the economy, and Washington is unclear what to do about that. NPR's Cokie Roberts joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
President Bush's economic plan doesn't seem to have met with resounding applause on Capitol Hill.
Well, that's certainly true. The Democrats have jumped all over it, saying that it benefits the rich and particularly benefits the president himself in terms of his own tax returns. And the Republicans are showing some puzzlement in their own ranks about this break on the dividend tax, wondering exactly what that's going to do and who that benefits. I find it very interesting that the administration is using the tax code for social purposes. I mean, this is something that there's been a long debate about in our history, and certainly we have in this country used the tax code over and over again to affect social ends. But when you look at this package, it's particularly true. It's increasing the child care credit, so it's rewarding families who have a number of children. It's decreasing the marriage penalty, so it's saying, you know, go ahead, get married. You won't be penalized for it in the tax code. And then it does have this business of eliminating the taxation on dividends, which is supposed to stimulate people's spending, but also keep corporations from borrowing. So it is really a change from those who have talked about simplifying the tax code, going to a flat tax, a lot of rhetoric that you heard during the campaign.
Will the president's plan pass?
Well, basically, I think yes. When he was elected with hardly any mandate, and after that very tough 2000 election, there were people who thought that his tax plan then wouldn't pass. I didn't happen to be one of them, because the truth is, it's not hard in Congress to vote for cutting taxes. This is a fairly easy thing for members of Congress to do. Now, there are some interesting things to look at here. One is that the Democrats who voted with the president last time on cutting taxes, some of them are gone from the Senate, like Max Cleland and Gene Carnahan, and others of them had very tough re-election bids where the president and the Republicans came in against them, and they won anyway, like Mary Landrieu. So they might not be as ready to go along with the president. There are, in fact, as you said earlier, polls showing people nervous about the economy. An ABC poll out earlier this week says that 50% think the wealthy benefit from Bush's tax proposals, as opposed to 36% thinking that the less well-off and the wealthy benefit equally. And Democrats get a 10-point lead over Republican in public trust to create jobs. So the Democrats have something going here, but we'll see what they can do with it when it comes to passing legislation. There's very strict discipline in the Republican House. The new Republican majority leader in the Senate, Bill Frist, said yesterday, well, maybe this dividend tax would be cut in half. I think that there really is puzzlement about that particular provision. Who does it help? Who does it get in the Republican ranks? You would normally think they were just sort of trying to starve the government by cutting taxes, which is something that often happens in Republican administrations. But this administration is spending money. It's spending money on all kinds of things, including the SEC and Justice Department enforcement of cracking down on corporations. So it doesn't seem to be that impulse.
So you don't think the Democrats can take advantage of the situation?
Well, they're certainly going to try to, and you're going to see different Democrats having different proposals. That's part of the problem today. Joseph Lieberman probably is out there on the presidential front, and he is somebody who very strongly says no class warfare. So you're going to see that with a bunch of Democrats. Others say, absolutely, this is the thing to do. You know, the truth is they don't really know what to do. The monetary policy is always a blunt instrument, and they don't quite know how to use it. Fiscal policy, the Fed has already cut interest rates as much as they can. So it's confusing for people here what to do about the economy. And, of course, looming all over all this is the possibility of war in Iraq. Secretary of Defense deployed another 35,000 troops on Friday and another 27,000 Friday night. So they're now going to be more than a total of 150,000 troops there by mid-February, and that's got everybody's attention.
NPR's Cokie Roberts.